Exploring Sovereignty with Elizabeth, and today we are going to just do a short segment on exploring our essential breath and why that's important. A lot of times we can be running from point A to point B, or at least I can, and not actually use the full resource of my breath to energize me, to keep me in a space of ease, a space where stress doesn't overtake or become too chronic, which then leads to other issues. So I'm going to invite you, wherever you are, to find a comfortably seated position. Invite the head, neck, and spine to come into alignment. That supports our structure and our breath. And if it helps you, you can gently close your eyes as a signal to your brain that you're going internal. And as you do this, sense and feel the shape your body is in. Invite the mind to take a seat. As the mind takes a seat, become aware of the breath moving through the mind, moving through your physical body. Notice where it moves or arises with ease and where it may be restricted or not present as a baseline. And then gently begin to invite your next inhalation to enter through the nasal floor, the nostril floor. And as it does, it's moving in and down. And as it moves in and down, you start to feel the breath entering more into the lower abdomen, the lower back, the pelvic floor. And if you're not used to breathing down here or don't utilize that awareness, you can gently place your hand on your navel to sense and feel that as you draw your next inhalation in, there's an expansion into the navel horizontally and vertically. And as you exhale, there's a gentle contraction back. Placing your hand on that lower abdomen, that navel, you can start to invite where your hand goes, your awareness goes, and where your awareness goes, your breath goes. So start to invite each inhalation into this lower space. As you exhale, start to notice how there's an emptying release in that lower abdomen, pelvic floor. Navel draws just gently back toward the spine. And observing your breath with each inhalation and each exhalation, you can start to sense and feel that you can breathe more in the 360 of your torso, and that starts to expand into the legs, the arms, down into the top of the head. And as you exhale, there's a gentle return of your energy back to your center. Observing your next three inhalations and exhalations. In breath, there's expansion. Out breath, there's a gentle return, emptying or contraction. And as you witness this and experience this, notice what's happening to your state of mind, the sensations in your body. Notice the level of energy you sense and feel. And if you place your hands on your navel or lower abdomen, you can feel free to release them, noticing if the breath is starting to move into more of your physical body. If it's moving more freely in the mind, resting in the body. And if your eyes are closed, you can gently open them, returning to the space around you, sensing and feeling the shape your body is in, how the mind is resting, how the energy is flowing within it. And know that this is a practice you can do anywhere, anytime. No one even needs to know. You can simply place your hand on your lower abdomen to invite that breath in if you're having some challenge with it getting lower and slower. And also know that this sometimes takes practice if you're used to breathing differently or more shallowly and more rapid. And sense and feel when you might utilize the skill so that you can stay in a more effortless ease and have more energy to do your day well. Let me know how it goes for you, and know that as we practice and gain witness and knowledge into our inner world, our outer world also shifts. So an essential breath is something that we're born with and we can use at any time to support being more skillful. This is Exploring Sovereignty with Elizabeth. Thanks for joining me for an exploration into essential breath, and we'll look more at this as time unfolds.